And it's showtime again. Time for two flashbacks on this Thursday, August 20th, 2026 show. The first one is to January 25th, 1998. The second one is the next show that was in line, January 29th, 1998. I think they were, in those days, it was only a couple of hours long, sparing the ears of the listeners, or, well, maybe some people wanted more stuff. I did, certainly. Anyway, on January 25th, you get to hear some San Francisco Mime Troupe singing and presentation. I don't know if it was from a recording or from an actual performance that I sneakily or guiltily recorded. You'll get to hear Joe talking about solutions for the famine in North Korea, a little kind of far afield, but he got on there somehow. Then you have a city council update on also the discussion about the, and this goes on and into the, particularly into the January 29th show, discussion about, or rather really a kind of critical analysis of the police killing, I'd call it the police murder, of Happy John Dine, the sort of street, what do we call him? Troubadour is a little bit generous, but he was, well, everyone was upset with his death, probably because of the way it happened, when it, and also the way it was seemingly covered up, and that's the discussion that you're going to get at this discussion of the Citizens Police Review Board, which we had in those days, at least the impression or the simulation of a Citizens Police Review Board. It's interesting then, perhaps, you can compare it with an interview we had with Aaron Handel of the Berkeley Police Review Commission, which had somewhat more power, though many of us felt not power enough. Then you'll hear Council Watcher David Silva going into discussion of SCAM, the City Council, kind of the beat south of Laurel, relocation of 3rd Street, and the attempt to displace lots of Latino residents, perhaps to the benefit of the Canfield Corporation, the beach boardwalk group. Discussion of the day, Labor Center, the Citizens Committee for the Homeless update. That was a group that evicted all the campers a year before, claimed they were going to, they had to do it in order to set up a community house, which became a series of sort of trailers, which had little to do with Paige Smith's original notion. He was on the Citizen Committee, and he thought of a kind of almost a collective or commune, or at least a communal living situation. This became simply a sort of a government taking the checks of the homeless folks and giving them this sort of low-grade, low-quality shelter in a few trailers. And you'll hear Phil Baer in this final section of the January 25th, 1998 flashback discussing the upcoming, or actually the last, city council meeting on the Beach Flats, which eventually got defeated in an election, but we then got into other kinds of developments which were pushed by Catherine Byers and her allies on City Council, the Nueva Vista project, which survives to this day, though I haven't really done an update on it, and I hope I will. January 29th, 1998, has Train Hopper Lee. I don't know if I ever mentioned his last name. I rode with him on the trains. He was showing me how you can hop a train and so forth, and I hopped a train with him down from, I guess it was Davenport, to Santa Cruz. And he talks about his experiences as a go-around with Bob LaMonica on money and politics. Talks about his experiences with Direct Action. And Becky Johnson, who's was really wearing, as I put it on the show, a lot of hats. She was on the board of the Citizens Committee for the Homeless. She was on the one of the motivating people behind the Citizens for Full Disclosure, investigating the killing of Happy John Dine by Officer Connor Carey. She was working on getting signatures to help repeal the sleeping ban on the committee to repeal the sleeping ban. And she also did a TV show, Club Cruise, on a community TV. We then talked about Officer Connor Carey's record, and that, of course, doesn't really mean anything regarding his behavior at the time, but it does reflect on perhaps the kind of officer he was under in the previous incidents. And finally, you have Cop Watch Bob calling in and talking about kind of updating the police seizure of his tape recorder and his scanner as he attempted to monitor the net team that was being engaging in sort of, I think it was sting operations or maybe just plain drug war behavior in the Beach Flats area. And that's pretty much the show tonight. Those two, playing those two shows again. There are a few problems with the tape. It's not the most exciting show ever, I gotta say, but we're gonna play it anyway, so there. So, take it if you can, leave it if you wish, and get in touch if you have any corrections to anything that was said, or any updates from 30 years later, actually. Let's see, 98, 18, yeah, almost 30 years later. We can talk about what our predictions, what became of the different predictions we made there, if we made any. I don't know if we looked that far ahead, but without further ado, here it is.